Yo, what's good, y'all? Y'all already know what's going on, man. It's the Dream Team Podcast, and it's A Stacks.
And 10 mil. No dream too big, no dream too small. I remember it too, bro. It's the first time seeing the intro. I mean, a little saying or whatever.
For sure. That's what we all about, man. No dream too big, no dream too small. But, hey, man, how was your day, bro?
My day, I ain't gonna lie. It started, all right, so I woke up, you know what I'm saying, and like, I woke up early, not gonna lie. I slept early as shit last night, and then I dropped my summers at school and all that, and then I went and got oil change, and you know what I'm saying, got my car fixed up, mm-hmm. and then, you know, drove down to campus, I do this math quiz and all that, and I ain't even gonna lie, like, I failed that joint. I ain't gonna lie, I failed.
Dying, bro.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, it humbled me for real. I got one question right, added 20 questions.
That's cool, bro. Inshallah, you get a higher score.
Yeah, No. I'm gonna make sure I get a higher score next time. I got a plan, so it's cool.
She said you got a plan.
I got a plan. I'm not ever gonna fail another test again.
Oh, all right.
So it's cool.
That's dope.
But how about you? How your day been?
My day cool, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I ain't even doing nothing today. For real. I just hooped. But I'm here.
Oh, how much you dropped?
How much I dropped?
Yeah.
I dropped belt to ass on them niggas.
Bro, how many points did you drop?
Bro, I can't even count off the top of my head, bro.
What you mean you can't count? What you mean?
Bro, I was frying them, bro. Not gonna lie.
You're frying them, but you're like, not telling. You got
bro,
an
when
estimate?
You gonna hop on the ball court, bro?
Bro, you have an estimate? You got an estimate?
Bro, calm, like, I put up woke numbers, bro. Yeah, that should tell you everything you need to know.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, so today the podcast is gonna be this episode is gonna be about
what makes a good person?
Yeah.
What makes a nigga's what makes a person's character?
Yeah, I mean, we spoke about this like a few weeks ago, like driving back and all that. And we just, I think you asked me the question. You was just like, do you think you're a good person? And then that just led to like a real deep conversation and all that. And it was just like, oh, damn, we should talk about this on the podcast. So, yeah, that's what the episode is going to be about today.
All right, for sure. But I don't even want to start with the first question for real. I just want to ask you, bro. Like, do you think you a good person, bro?
Do I think I'm a good person? No, I don't think I'm a good person at all. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. Nah, I feel like, but there's a lot of reasons. That's a lot of reasons. So much that goes into that. I feel like at a certain point in my life, I think you consider me a good person, but now
you lost your innocence.
Yeah, I definitely did. Just having like shit like happen to me that really like, I guess, I'm saying it really did shape me into the person who I am today, but I'm really not. I wouldn't consider myself a good person. I would kind of see myself as a bad person, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't take it that far. It takes a lot to be a bad person. It takes a lot to be a good person, though. I'm right in the middle. I won't lie. Actually, I can't even say nothing. I don't. Like, for me personally, bro, I never claimed I was a good person. I never said I was a bad person. But I just let people think what they want to think of me, bro. And I just live how I live, bro. That's really me. That's how I live my life, bro. Feel me? Because people are going to think what they think of you regardless.
No, facts. So, why do you think you're in the middle? First of all, what do you think a good person is?
Someone who hasn't lost their innocence. Yeah, like kids, they be badass little kids and stuff, but I think they ain't lose their innocence, so they still got good in them. For me, kids are pure, in my opinion.
I mean, but what makes a good person though? Because you know, there's some people who's like, I'm saying they 20s, like not even that, just older, who are not kids, who are still good people. Or, I mean, who I guess who would consider themselves as a good person? So what do you think is a good person? How could we could define it?
What do I think is a good person? What an excellent question, bro. Let me see if I could go into depth about that. What makes a good person? I really don't think it's one specific thing, bro. You can be good in different types of ways, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. What makes a good person?
I feel like a good person is somebody who always has good intentions. Even when you do something bad towards them, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They still have good intentions and all that. I feel like I know one person I could think of that's genuinely a good person, and I'll say that's my little sister. Like, she's like an angel and all that. She doesn't even curse. I feel like that's crazy. First of all, it's crazy. I've been cursing since I was like
kindergarten, bro.
Yeah, maybe I ain't getting that. I ain't gonna lie, but she refuses to curse and all that. She's really a saint at heart. I'm saying she pray for me at nighttime. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna sound crazy, but I remember like this is like at 9:10 p.m. something like that. I woke in. I see she's over by the corner. She on her knees. I said, "What the fuck going on in here?" I said, "What's going on in here?" She was like, "Oh, I'm praying for you." I said, "Whoa, for real? You do this every night?" She was like, "Yeah." I thought she was joking, but she was being dead serious. I was just like, "Damn." I was just like, "Damn, this is my little sister. She's doing this for me." Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I feel like a good person. Somebody like that, you know what I'm saying, for example, you know what I'm saying, somebody who always has good intentions, you know, good intentions and all that, no matter what you do to them.
I feel like I can wholeheartedly agree to that.
Yeah, because, you know, I feel like some people, they would say they're a good person just because they do one good gesture. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make you a good person. Your heart itself got to be good. Like, you got to have pure intentions, not just because, oh yeah, I feel like you can't just be like, oh, I feel like doing something good today. No, you got to feel like that 24/7. You know what I'm saying? To genuinely be a good person.
Keep it being, if you say it like that, I don't think it's not one good person in this world. 24/7.
I wouldn't say, all right, I wouldn't, but I'm saying this like I feel like you gotta, like, what I mean by 24/7, you gotta like be like not always doing something good and all that, but you know what I'm saying, something happens to you, you like somebody hits you in the back of your head, you know what I'm saying, you're not gonna crash, I don't know about that. You're really gonna like, I guess, take the peaceful approach about it. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Something like that.
Always looking for the better solution. Yeah. I guess that makes a good person too.
Yeah, I say that, and like combined with, like, you know what I'm saying, like how you is with people, how you interact with people. Mm-hmm. And just like your energy and all that.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the people I be with, bro, they wouldn't necessarily say I'm a bad person, bro. If anything, they'll say like I'm a thorough person, bro.
Now see, that's how your friends would describe you, but I know there's some people out there that would describe you differently, who are not your friends. They would describe you as a bad person in their story.
But who are these people, bro?
I don't know.
Because I'm about to prove to them what they're saying, bro.
Because it's just like, you know what I'm saying, we see ourselves, all right, in your story, you think you're the main character, but, you know, in somebody else's story, they're the main character, and you're just, I guess, like, you
living in their world.
Yeah, for us. So they would describe you as a bad person, depending on what you did and all that.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I done did some bad things to some people.
No, I feel you definitely on that. Like, I don't think I'm a good person, or I wouldn't put myself in the middle. I think I'm a bad person, for if I gotta be genuinely honest with you. Mm. But it's because I feel like it's a reason. I was thinking about this other day. I was just like, bro, am I even like a good person? Because I do a lot of good gestures, but that's not enough to consider myself as a good person. I feel like I feel like the reason why I think why I say I'm a bad person is because of like the things I've did to people in the past. You know what I'm saying, and even though that I feel like I learned from it, but I generally did hurt these people without. It's not. I hurt these people, but I didn't care. I had no empathy about it. I went to sleep and I didn't care.
Bro, I'm gonna stop you right there because you just said something very contradicting, bro. You said what makes a good person? They gotta have pure intentions, like all the time, 24/7, bro. Mm-hmm. You telling yourself you a bad person? You don't do horrible things 24/7, bro. To be a bad person, like you just gotta be straight up evil, an evil person, bro. And that ain't you, feel me? It's so much things that I could say. It's so much things that people you know could say. If everybody you know say that you a bad person, 9 times out of 10 you a bad person. But like, for me, nobody can say, oh yeah, 10 mil, he not thorough. Like, you a cool dude, bro. In my opinion. But you're right, some people might have negative things to say about you. But I don't think that makes you a bad person.
Nah, for sure. I see what you're saying.
I know a lot of people got negative things to say about me, bro. Shit, I don't care.
Same here, but I don't know. I feel like over time and all that, like I've really grown for and I've gotten a lot more aware of like how I like appear to people and how I, you know what I'm saying, am perceived by people and all that. And at the time of doing all them things I did to other people and all that, I didn't really care. I thought about it until, like, you know what I'm saying, recently. I ain't realized how fucked up it was. Like, the things that I did, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. A lot of it is, like, you know what I'm saying, my encounters with, like, you know what I'm saying, women and all that. You know what I'm saying? I guess, like, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't started talking to girls since, like, till I got into, like, 9th grade and all that. Mm. And then, you know what I'm saying, I was in my lover, you know what I'm saying, my lover boo age and all that. I was, you know what I'm saying, I was trying to, like, I guess, like, my whole, like, definition of love was just, like, I guess I thought love was just being in a relationship. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And then once I truly felt that, once I eventually, like, I met the girl that I, like, you know what I'm saying, my first love or whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? She was, I ended up falling in love with, you know what I'm saying, a wrong person. And I ended up getting cheated on, you know what I'm saying, with my first love and all that, so. That really damaged me, I ain't gonna lie. And it took a while to heal from that. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, at least 9 to 10 months, you know what I'm saying, healing from all that. And then during that time, though, I wasn't talking to my ex, but I was still talking to other women. And I'm still talking to these other girls and all that. And, like, I'm still hurt. So I'm not taking them serious. I'm going into... I was trying to feel something for her. My problem was, I was trying to feel something. I wanted to feel love, and I wanted to feel genuine affection from these girls, but I could never feel it. Even when they talked to me, and even when it was like, I guess physical, like hugs and all that, I genuinely didn't feel loved and all that. The only time I would feel something was when we was having sex. And then after sex, all that, it would go away.
That should disappear.
I wouldn't have no feeling. It was almost like I'm numb. So it's like I'm acting completely different, and I was just disassociating myself with those girls. I ain't gonna lie. And it's not like it was just one girl. It was a good amount. And it was just like these were genuine good people. Like they were really good people. Like people that you know that some people just got that aura about them. You just know that they got good energy. You know what I'm saying? They know you know like. They want to do you wrong and all that. All 5 of y'all hear stuff in the background. I don't know what's going on outside. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that, going through all that, you know, like, it just made me, it just, bro, that shit really changed me for once I realized what I did to people. You know what I'm saying? That shit was like, it wasn't good. I ain't gonna lie. Because it was just like, I ain't realize it. I tell you, know what I'm saying, I go back and I look in the messages and I'm just really seeing just what they really saying. And it's just like, damn, I feel it now. I feel exactly what you, what you're saying, because I'm a type of person, I feel like a lot of I know there's a lot of people who were just like me. I only thought about myself. I'm a very selfish person. A lot of people can't even admit that. I'm a very selfish person. I really think about just me. For I'm not. My problem was I never thought about the other person. For how if I do something, how the other person gonna feel? For you know what I'm saying, that was my problem. For and yeah, like.
All right. So like, what was the worst? What was the worst thing you? You consider like the worst thing you did.
The worst thing I did.
That probably like make a good case for you being a bad person. Like the worst thing you ever done.
When I was still associating with my ex, whatever. We wasn't together or nothing like that. But I had like I was really attached to her. You know what I'm saying, but I was trying to move on. You know what I'm saying, but I'm still talking. I'm talking to other girls and all that. But I'm still, you know what I'm saying, doing stuff with my ex and all this and that. I met a girl, she was real cool. I met her at like a school trip and all that. We exchanged like, you know what I'm saying, numbers and all that, and we started talking. You know what I'm saying? I got to know her, and she was really, really cool, like really, really cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, loyal, faithful, all this and that. She just got like a toxic relationship, and she told me, she was like, yo, this is what I want for a relationship. I want you to be loyal, faithful, this and that. And she really didn't have no high expectations and all that. She was just like, I just want you to be good to me and to treat me good. I'm saying, because I just got out of a relationship and I know what I want, you know what I'm saying, for my next relationship. I said, yeah, I understand all that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I said, I'm going to treat you good, blah, blah, blah. I ain't gonna lie. I treated that girl like shit. I ain't gonna lie. I treated it horribly.
In one ear and out the other.
Basically, that's what it was. I ain't gonna lie. That's what it was. And then I still was, like, I feel like there was like, I think one weekend where me and that girl went and did stuff, and I went to my ex like that same day, and we had sex and stuff like that same day and all that. And then when she like, I think I did something. By the time. I'm not realizing how crazy that is. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just like, damn, I fucked two girls in one day. Blah blah blah, this and that. I'm just like, damn. I ain't really give a fuck. I ain't gonna lie. Didn't care.
Yeah, bro. You was wildin', bro.
Then you know what I'm saying, going back to my ex and stuff like that. I was just like, damn. All right, cool. And then I ain't realize later on how bad that was. Like, first of all, I feel like. People, I feel like our generation, we glorify sex and we think it's like it's something just so simple. Oh no, you just go fuck this person, blah blah blah. Nah, it's something deeper than that. It's you know what I'm saying, spiritually and all that. It's just like I feel like once you have sex with a person, you take a piece of them with you that you always have inside you. Like, you know what I'm saying, almost like a soul tie and all that. And I feel like I was a period where I was just constantly having sex with all these different women and all that, not caring or really seeing. I didn't really care about, I guess, the consequences at this time until later on. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, damn, what the fuck. But you know what I'm saying? She ended up. I think I did something. I don't exactly remember what I did to her, but she ended up going off on me. She wrote a whole paragraph. Blah blah blah, and I just started playing with her. I ain't gonna lie. I was just like, damn, I don't even care. I ain't gonna lie, but I still fucked up. She was just saying, she was saying some crazy shit. I was just like, damn, I still fucked up. So it was very immature in me.
Wait, what'd she say?
I think she tried to pull out the oh, your dick is little. You know what I'm saying? I said I still fucked up. So it was, I'm saying, it was very immature. It was very immature and all that. I'm saying, because I know she's just mad and all that. She's trying to get to me. She thinks she, you know what I'm saying, she's trying to get to me, because I'm very secure. I'm very confident. You know what I'm saying? Plus, her just saying that it just ain't really do nothing to my ego or nothing like that. I've heard girls, you know what I'm saying, give me compliments and all that down there. So it's cool. So, but after and all that, once I really thought about it, I was just like, damn, I'm truthfully sorry. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
you ever apologize to her in person?
Nah, cause it was just like, by the time I realized what I did and all that, she was in her relationship and all that, and I was just like, nah, I'm gonna just leave it at that. But Yeah, I just left it at that for real. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, just not just.
Well, it just seemed like it's weighing on your chest for a while, bro.
No, cause I ain't gonna lie, this is really, I don't really talk about shit like this for real. But it's just, it's not even her for real. It's just other girls, like other, just generally good people for real. Like, I just hurt for real, and I didn't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not, like, seriously though, like, I'm sorry, like, cause you know, I wasn't, I'm a.
See, but you being genuinely sorry, don't get it. Like, that just proved that you're not really a bad person, bro. Nigga, you still stressing, bro?
Nah, bro, like, niggas getting emotional about it. I ain't gonna lie, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Cause, hey, I'm really getting emotional about it because it's like, I made these people, like, cry, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, gently, like, bring them down, like, gently hurt them. Cause I know when I broke up, when I got cheated on all that, and seeing how depressed I was, I wasn't even eating and all that. I was crying, like, all this and that. And I know how it feels to get hurt. And then I did the same thing, but it's not once. I did it to like 5-6 people, you know what I'm saying? Like, more than that, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I know exactly how you feel now. Before, I was just thinking about only me, but I'm putting myself in your shoes and all that. Now I know how you feel. So it's just like, I'm genuinely sorry. And I learned a lot. I'm not gonna lie, I learned a lot from that. I'm saying, I feel like, I don't know, I don't feel like I'm ready enough to forgive myself yet, cause I don't feel like I ain't put in like the necessary, like, I guess I'm not at where I'm supposed to be at right now. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And you know what I'm saying, it's just like, I moved on and all that, and I eventually got myself into a relationship and all that, which is, you know,
mashallah.
Yeah, and I got myself, cause it's like, I guess there was a lot of shit that I realized. Like, first of all, I over sexualize women a lot. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I guess wanting them for their body, you know what I'm saying, what they could do for me, instead of really looking into them like mentally. Like, what this, you know what I'm saying, if she got her shit together, you know what I'm saying, what's she trying to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, can I really grow with this person? Can we get a house together? Blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about their body and all that. You know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, it's just like shit like that. But I feel like most people, most boys nowadays think about it like that. They're just really thinking about the bodies and all that, instead of realizing that this girl or whoever they talking to is a person too. They got feelings, they got emotions, just like you. You know what I'm saying? And your actions or whatever you do to this person can really hurt this person, or it could really help this person grow, for real.
For sure.
Because I feel like, I'm not gonna lie, when we had the conversation about it in the car and all that, I was just like, I'm hearing your experiences and all that. I'm just like, damn, you. I was in your shoes. I was in your shoes not too long ago. I'm saying, that's what, I don't want you to, like, I'm saying, do the shit that I did in the past. Like, I'm saying, make the same mistakes. Like, I'm saying, if a person is genuinely good, you know what I'm saying, genuinely good, I'm saying, take the opportunity and take that chance and be with them. I'm saying, because I definitely fumbled a lot. I'm saying, fumbled a lot. I ain't gonna lie. So I ain't realize that till after. I'm saying, but yeah.
Damn, bro. But like I said, bro, just you admitting that and like admitting your faults, bro, that makes you more of a good person than bad.
Yeah, I'm still growing though. I feel like
that's everybody, bro. Everybody.
I feel like eventually I feel like I'll get to a point where I guess I could call myself a. I don't even know if I'm gonna.
I don't impose no self titles, bro.
I feel like that's something other people are supposed to give you. Yeah. I don't feel like you could just necessarily just say, oh yeah, I'm a good person.
Yeah, like one. I feel like that's some other people like should. If you're a good person, people around you or people that know of you, they can vouch for that and say, oh, Blase is a good person. Feel me? And two, I don't even care how people view me, to be honest. Feel me? I know at the end of the day, bro, I'm going to live life how I want to without no regrets neither. Feel me? So who am I to live to these standards, bro? If they say what I'm doing is bad, I guess it's bad. I'm living with no regrets, bro. At the end of the day, bro, only person I care who think I'm a genuinely good person is the man above, bro.
No facts though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't realize that till I got my like my own relationship and all that. Like,
yeah.
Like I ain't gonna lie. Like I feel like why my relationship is so like it really. I genuinely feel like I like this person. I feel something, man. You know what I'm saying? I was doing long distance with them for a while, I'm not gonna lie, until like, you know what I'm saying, they moved on, you know what I'm saying, way closer and all that. But I was even long distance, I was still in love with this person. Yeah. I was just like, damn, I ain't never felt like this before. What the fuck? How, you know what I'm saying, she got me in love, and this is long distance. We 5 hours apart. I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn.
So I'm just like, damn, I ain't never had this before. But I really fell in love with her character for real, and her mind for real. It wasn't the body. It taught me to really appreciate the person, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, mentally and all that, but instead of just, you know, seeing them just for their body, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like that was the best thing I've ever learned for real, you know what I'm saying? Was just, I guess, just getting to know this person, you know what I'm saying, mentally and all that. Instead of just looking at them just as like, you know what I'm saying, a piece of ass, or that's how some people look at it. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, just, yeah.
Shit, bro. But like you said, be grown, bro. Be grown. You think people can improve, like, their character?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like most, yeah.
I feel like niggas, it's just some niggas out there, like, bro. Them niggas. Because, like, what I believe, bro, for me, is a scene in the holy book where, I'm saying, if God wants to lead you astray, you will be led astray. And if he really wants to lead you astray, you're not coming back to salvation, bro. But if he leads you to salvation, bro, will all you stand on that path, bro? So I feel like it's just some people that God has led astray, and like there's no coming back for them, bro.
I feel like everybody's capable of changing, I'm not gonna lie. But it's up to them if they wanna change.
Mm.
It's up to them. You can give everybody the tools, you could give that person the tools, you could give them all the advice in the world. I'm saying they could have everything literally in front of them, but it's up to them if they're gonna choose to take it or just not for real. But I feel like everybody's capable of changing and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, I mean, yeah, cause I'm a prime. I'm not at the point where I'm supposed to be at, where I feel like I would be comfortable at, but I'm continuing to improve.
You think you can improve, don't you?
Yeah, most definitely. I've already improving, because at the time and all that, when I was doing all that dumb shit,
I didn't give a fuck.
But I worked on my awareness, and I started being a lot of awareness. I started being a lot more aware of the things that I do.
Some people don't even have that.
Yeah. Just like, you know what I'm saying? It's not even, I guess, being aware in like a relationship aspect of it. Just like, just little small shit that you could work on. Like, let's say, like, I seen this thing. It was just like, I'm saying, let's say you got like your friend or whatever, right? And you introduce him to your group of friends, but he's not familiar with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all talking, y'all like, y'all doing an activity or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying, just being aware enough to where you go to that friend and be like, oh, here, yeah, we doing this. And making sure they feel included. You know what I'm saying? Because we all been in that situation where we've been, you know what I'm saying, you with your mans or whatever,
yeah.
Right? And then he goes to his mans that you're not cool with, and then you just awkwardly there. You don't really feel included. You know what I'm saying? They talking about a story or whatever, and like, you don't even know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But a good friend or somebody that's really aware will make sure that, oh yeah, all right, that's what happened, blah blah blah, or making sure that you in including that activity for real. So,
all right, so like, you think like friends or like peers and role models and stuff, like, they essentially, can they affect your character?
Most definitely. Fuck yeah. Yeah, because
you feel like that happened to you,
man? Yes, I had to teach myself how to treat a woman. I'm saying, I had to teach myself. I have a mom in the crib. I have a dad that's not really in my life no more. I'm saying, but he could have been in, if he would have did his job as a father, I would have never, I don't think I would have had these, a lot of these experiences for since. So it's definitely how you were raised or how you is in the household. Because if I had a father that was doing his job and it told me how to treat a woman, how to actually treat a woman good, I'm saying, and just giving me advice and being there for me and all that, I would have never had these experiences. Or if I had a mom, well, I'm not even going, my mom's a good person, but she didn't really teach me how to treat a woman for I'm saying, especially how they is nowadays.
Like foreign parents don't, they don't.
They don't really, they don't truly know. And it's just like,
they don't even get the stuff. They don't even get into stuff like that, bro. The girls,
yeah. Bro, I had to fucking go on online and all that. I feel like that's when I started going fucking
online.
Up online.
Well, you was listening to robots.
No, I used to. I'm not gonna lie. A lot of people would call me on this, but I used to listen to Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey got that old head riz.
Yes, bro. And I feel like that's what really. I feel like I used to listen to Steve Harvey. He used to really give like advice on how to deal with women. But I feel like I listened to him. That's how I was really. I feel like my thing, and I feel like. The reason I feel like why I was able to get a lot of women to really like me for, cause these, all of these girls, they really loved me. And it's not no regular like, they loved me for, cause I was able to treat them right. I was able to say all the necessary. I was telling them, I was saying a lot of stuff that was so sweet that they never heard. You know what I'm saying? They used, you know what I'm saying? Never heard. I was listening to Steve Harvey and all that, but my emotions and all that, how I was mentally, I wasn't over my ex and all that. I just felt numb. I didn't feel like I could attach myself to this person. I was still testing my ex and all this and that. And I feel like that's where I fucked up at, you know what I'm saying? Cause I had a lot of these girls, like, you know what I'm saying, really in love with me, but I could never return the same energy. I never truly felt the same. And you know what I'm saying? That's something I feel like I'm gonna have to, you know what I'm saying, like live with the rest of my life, you know what I'm saying? But I know I'm for sure work on myself, and I'm gonna get myself to the point where I'll never do that again to another person. Not just in a relationship, not to like a regular, you know what I'm saying, like a friend or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But you've been talking about, like, you be doing bad stuff to girls. Like, I feel like there's other aspects of being a bad person, bro. Not saying that you are a bad person, but like, it's other shit that you can do that make you a bad person, bro.
No, I agree. No, I definitely do agree.
But right. If that's like, cause that's the main cause, like, for you to think you're a bad person, right?
Yeah.
How you did those girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think you're a bad person for real.
Yeah.
Cause like,
now you got me thinking for real. Cause yeah, I can't really.
There's niggas out here doing shit, sins way worse. My fault, I said the N-word.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm really hard on myself, though. I realize that. Like, I'm really hard on myself. I hold myself to a high. I have high expectations for myself.
That's cool, too, though, because that's how you grow faster, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, even with, I was realizing, I was just like, damn, I'm even hard on myself on this podcast and shit. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the times, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't felt like any of the podcasts that I've been on, I feel like I haven't done my best. I'm not gonna lie. So I feel like, but it's like, I'm never satisfied for it, but
it's,
I feel
cool,
like,
to have that mentality though, bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'm hard like that. I'm hard myself like that though. But I don't wanna, you know what I'm saying, drag it though. Ain't gonna lie. But yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it, bro.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got anything to say? I know. I said a lot. Ain't gonna lie. I said a lot.
Nah, you basically covered everything, bro. Like, it's one bad thing I did, but like, I can't. I'm taking that shit to the grave with me, bro.
I mean,
it's going to the grave. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's shit like that, but it's cool. Hopefully you get to the point where you can, you know what I'm saying, speak about that. You know what I'm saying? Because I hope me, bro, I used to think like that too. But it's like, hopefully you'll get to the point where you forgive yourself.
What you did, like a lot of people, boys and especially in Philly, that they do this exact same thing, bro. So like, I feel like it's more open to speak about. What I did though, I ain't gonna talk like it's a big deal. Like, I ain't commit no murder or nothing, but like, it's just you know how you hold yourself to some moral standard so bad, and then you just end up breaking that. You just become a hypocrite in your mind.
Yeah. It's like, but it's, bro, you gotta forgive yourself about it, and you gotta move on.
I do.
But it's cool though. But I hope everything that I said, cause I hope everything I said really makes whoever's listening to like think for, and when you saying really truly think before you do that, whatever that thing to that person, for real, think if you about how they would feel. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be aware, cause you can't just think about yourself, you gotta think about the other person. Yeah, that's it for real. Just hope you learn for real.
What should learn from your experiences? Learn from our experiences, man. We telling y'all, don't make the same mistakes, man. But I think that's it for today's pod, man. It's been the Dream Team Podcast, man. It's A-Stacks.
Tambo.
And don't forget, no dream too big and no dreamer too small. Y'all take care.